Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Every once in a while, we have a topic on the Burt Show that just seemingly takes over my personal life. And it happened again last week when we were discussing if white people and black people react differently to cold weather. Hmm. So I don't know why, but I've just been flooded with like text messages, phone calls, and DMs about if it's actually a thing that white people handle cold weather better than black people, literally, physically, by and scientifically.
I had one theory thrown at me on DMs the other day that because after we did sort of this striptease thing outside and I got down to literally my drawers and nothing else and Mo still had some clothing on, Mo ended up with a cold the next couple of days and I didn't. One theory was that I haven't had a drink for dry January and you've been drinking, so your immune system was lower.
Which could be.
Now, and keep in mind, the day that you went out and broke dry January, you were with Amber.
Uh-huh.
And you were with Jackson also.
Uh-huh.
And we're also sick the same week.
So is is it the fact that we're not white, or is it the fact that we drink? Is that the question?
Yes.
Okay. So it is interesting to me, and I guess it was interesting to a lot of my family and friends, too, because obviously black people do react differently to the sun than white people do, so why wouldn't it be the reversed effect also? And what was interesting to me was literally during this same week, I was supposed to go out with a couple of my guys to watch one of the football games. And I couldn't go because I was sick. I was down. So I get a phone call the next day from two of my friends. One of them is black. One of them is white. And they both went to the same exact place and apparently had a completely different experience. And it was ironic based off of what the topic of the week seemed to be in my life. So I ended up being happy that I missed this night out because apparently the place that they went to, the heat ended up going out at this bar. So mind you, this was one of the game that they went to see was like a really back and forth game. It was a really good game. So no one wanted to leave this place. And apparently it got so cold in there that my guy calls me the next day and he's like, bro, you are so happy. You should be so happy that you missed this entire night. Because right in like the third quarter going into the fourth quarter, when the game started to get really good, the heat just stops in this place. And they promised them that they were going to get the heat back on. They never did, like, at all. So he tells me they are literally in there, like, bundled up, coats on, scarves on, but didn't want to leave, ordering drinks to try to actually warm themselves up. He's like, I had a horrible time. He said you could see the smoke coming out of his mouth. Like, it was that kind of cold in there to the point where it was probably 20 degrees outside, but people were going outside to warm up. Like, that's how bad it was in this actual place.
It's been like us in the studio every winter for the last decade.
Exactly. So he's telling me how horrible it was and how he should have stayed home and he regretted it and he really wanted to leave, but he didn't leave. And literally, he said he was starting to get a cold and he believes it was from staying in that bar the entire night. Now, ironically, I called my other guy to see what his experience was. This is my white friend who was at the same place, the same people. And I was like, yo, how was last night? I heard it was crazy. And he's like, why? What was crazy about it? And I'm like, I heard the heat went out and it was like horrible and it was freezing. He was like, yeah, it went out, but it wasn't that bad. I was like, wait, what? He's like, yeah, who told you it was that bad? I'm like, my dude did. He was like, oh, man, the man was exaggerating. It wasn't that bad. So I'm like, y'all were at the same place, same experience? He was like, yeah. So then I called my other guy and I'm like, all right, this is kind of funny. And I tell him what we were discussing on the show. And I'm like, did you realize that you and my other guy might have been having a completely different experience? And he said, bro, you know what? It's funny you say that, because now that I think about it, he never even put his coat on. And even like as we were leaving.
The white dude.
Uh-huh. Never even put his coat on. He said as they were leaving, he was out there like talking to people like it wasn't a big deal. So he said at one point, it was actually very interesting because as he was looking around the bar, he realized that it was literally a thing. Every black person in the bar was bundled up, coat on, complaining about how cold it was, ordering alcohol, just clearly not enjoying themselves. And he was like, the white people were partying like it made it better. It was freezing in there. He's like, I don't even think they were like putting clothes on. Like he's bundled up, white people just chilling. And I was like, I don't know if this is a thing. I've never truly thought about it. But all of my white friends do handle cold weather way better.
Huh.
Wear shorts in the winter. Meanwhile, I'm like, I feel like if I go outside and I feel any bit of cold air entering my body, I'm sick. So I don't know how this can be proven, but apparently it really is a thing. It appears to be a thing that we handle the cold weather very differently.
We need a Mythbusters on this, man.
We do.
Well, I did a quick search, and I mean, obviously I haven't had enough time here to read any of the articles, but some of the titles, when white folks catch a cold, black folks get pneumonia. That's one of the first ones that came up.
I'm telling you, I think this is a thing.
Whole body heat exchange in black, African and Caucasians. Maybe there is a difference. Do white people do better in the cold is a question also.
Dude, you have Sanjay Gupta's number. Call him up.
You think I'm going to call him and do something like this?
Yes.
Hey, Sanjay, do you have a minute? I know you're probably in the middle of like doing brain surgery, which is what he does. But can you take just a second?
We need
interesting,
answers.
Man.
It is.
It is really interesting.
I don't know if it's truth to it or not, but I know it was ironic that that whole bar scene happened to happen the week we were having this discussion, and he said it was a very obvious difference in how the white people and the black people were handling.
Is it possible in the bar, and I'm just throwing things out there, is it possible that the alcohol affects the Caucasian body differently than it does a black body, like in body temperature?
Maybe. I didn't think about that. I didn't think about that at all.
Alcohol can make you feel warmer.
Yeah.
So if you had more to drink, you might feel warmer. It'll delay the onset of shivering and stuff like that, even though it doesn't actually heat you up, but it can make you feel hotter. So maybe if your dude didn't have as much to drink as the drunk white people, that might have something to do with it.
No, the funny thing is my black friend is a drinker. He drinks. My white friend don't really drink at all. So he wasn't even drinking. Like, he was in there sober, just chilling.
Really?
And my dude is drinking like Hennessy after, like the whole night to try to stay warm. It's interesting.
Get it? The Burt Show.